Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the light. Awake and let go. Like a candle shine bright. Awake and open all your senses. Step down into me.
Welcome to episode 264 of the Golden Healing Fountain Show. And it's great to be back. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom. And I was away last week in sunny Spain and it was just fabulous. In fact, the day before yesterday, I was swimming in the pool. Well, I've come back to a cold, rainy England, but never mind, it is great to be back. And this is the show where we all join together and spread our light around the world. So right now, let's have a great big cyber hug. And a cosmic kiss. Mwah! And this is the show where, it was only Halloween the other night, so we've got a very appropriate guest. We have Brenda Tenorelli, and she's going to be telling us about protection from dark energies. So, as I was just going to say, here's the show where we just release all fear, because love cannot exist where fear exists. So get rid of all your fear right now, permanently, because you don't need it, because know with certainty that you are right where you should be on your path and in your life, and anything you want to change, just manifest it. So it is a trans-world co-creation, so we're going to go over to America to join Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, Jen Christie. Welcome back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. So I trust you had a wonderful holiday.
Oh, it was brilliant.
The coast of Spain. Wow, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, it is. Marbella I was in, and it is the south of Spain. So it was lovely and warm there. And you had a great show last week, I believe, with Miss Magical and Decahedron.
Yes, we did. Yes, it was quite lovely. It was good to be back on air with Miss Magical again. It had been a while, and Deck was brilliant as usual. It was a lovely show. But yeah. You were missed, but I know you didn't miss us. You were.
I did.
Where were you in Spain? Morbear?
Marbella. It's spelled Marbella. Marbella is pronounced.
Oh.
And
okay.
It translates beautiful sea. Marbella.
Marbella. Yeah.
Oh, it's fabulous. There's all the beautiful yachts all there, right there in the harbour.
Mm-hmm.
Not that any of them were mine, but you can dream. One can dream. Anyway.
It was lovely to go.
It
sounded like you had to get more bear in order to get in that swimming pool. Never mind.
Oh, I had my cozy on. As we call it here in England, a cozy.
Yes,
short for
right.
Costume. My bikini I had on. Yeah, I actually got a bit of a tan as well. But anyway, I was in the pool, not so much swimming as doing my aqua zumba to keep fit, you know. It's brilliant.
Mm.
For doing exercises, because you don't really, your muscles don't feel all the workout like they do when you're just on land doing it. The water takes all the strain out of it, so it's brilliant. Anyway, we're going to have our lovely guest coming on in a minute, and we've already got some callers on the switchboard. If anybody wants to call in to have a beautiful angel message from Brenda, the guest call-in number is 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. Okay.
Okay.
So, I think we'll play a lovely song. What do you think?
I think it sounds lovely. Already.
Right. It's one that... Our lovely Brenda has. Now, can you get to grips with this new blooming blog talk thingy, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
It's a pain in the neck, isn't it?
I was just getting used to the last one, and then he changed
it
around.
I know, me too. It takes 10 years, doesn't it? Okay, yes. We're going to play Caribbean Blue with Enya.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a lovely Enya song. And our Brenda's a great fan of Enya. So I think we'll bring Brenda on right now. Are you there, Brenda?
Hello.
Hiya. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Welcome back.
Thanks, both of you. It's wonderful to be back with you both again. And I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Great.
Oh, I'm
thanks.
Perfect.
Good.
Yeah, we all are. Perfect.
Wonderful.
In every way.
Well, I'm glad
breathe.
You all had a,
no,
a really
are.
Wonderful Halloween. It was a little interesting out this way.
Yes, there's one day a year where I get to take my mask off.
Oh, Gary. So what was happening over your end? Were you actually feeling some of the dark energies that have been coming in?
Not really.
On Halloween?
Not really at all on that. I was just, there was a lot of weather changes. It was really nice during the day, and then it changed dramatically, mm-hmm. and it got very windy and cold, and then it snowed all Halloween night and all Saturday.
Is it?
So it was probably not a very nice evening for all the little trick-or-treaters that were out there going around in the wind.
Yeah, that's what we had in Nashville as well. A cold snap came through Halloween night, and we had a total of about 5 trick-or-treaters. So
right.
we have enough leftover chocolate to last till Christmas now. So
uh-oh. Oh, we don't get any trick-or-treaters out this way at all. We're kind of out here in the boonies, and nobody out here really does much of anything, you know, but I'm sure in town that there was a lot of that going on, and the weather probably put a big damper on it. But,
oh, it would have. It was snowing. They would have been
storming
in the little costumes. But there's some fabulous children's costumes, aren't there, for Halloween? But
yes, they are.
Halloween
wonderful.
Night, midnight, is supposed to be the night when all the energies can roam about on Earth, isn't it?
Right, yes, All Hallows' Eve, and it's when the veil is the thinnest, and people are able to actually see and feel and hear more than they normally would if they're open to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the Wiccan High Holiday, Samhain, that's...
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not sure the spirits all wanted to be out in all that cold wind and snow either.
So they've no bodies, they can't feel it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're going to tell us about how to protect yourself from them. I know there are people who have tuned in especially to hear your advice on that, Brenda.
Right, yeah, just in case there's anybody new here, I'm going to go over all of that again from the beginning, because what we have now is 2 different sets of newer entities that are coming in that never used to be here. And so everyone was just finally starting to learn a little bit here and there about the newer entities that have been coming in since 2012, and then now we have these other ones that have been coming in just since about July. And so now everyone's trying to get used to that. It's just been really, really crazy this year. It's been really tough emotionally for people lately as well. A lot of strange emotions, a lot of pains and body symptoms, a lot of things going on. So we've got this massive combination between dark force energies affecting us and DNA restructuring and ascension symptoms and solar flares, and it's just coming at us from all directions. So I've been hearing quite a lot from people lately, not only about a lot of physical pain and different symptoms all throughout the body, but also about a lot of emotional problems, especially sadness and helplessness and things like that, feeling in despair seems to be a big one lately. So a lot of that part of it with the emotions is due to these newest entities that have been coming in most recently. And before, what I've always taught people for the ones that have been coming in since 2012 is to call in the rainbow energies and the infinity energies of heaven. And, you know, for people that work with the energies, they can just bring those in and use them themselves. And for people that don't work directly with the energies or aren't sure how to, they can just simply ask God or their angels or their guides to infuse them with these same energies. And then we add in the diamond and platinum rays for added strength. But when these newest entities started coming in July, what we found is that those other energies were not sufficient against these. And so we've got these new spiritual gifts that we can ask for. And it's like one is a bright, glowing gold ball of light that's like a fiery ball, really, really bright like the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is a fiery, dark blue ball of light that and that you can ask to have those combined into one ball with the dark blue and the gold together. And you could take those and you throw them at the newest entities and that gets rid of them. So now we have a combination of all these different energies and things that we need to do. And the more different dark forces and stuff add in, the more different energies and gifts we end up needing in order to stay very, very protected at this time.
Yeah, well, Kruger in the chat room was asking if the veil is thinner this time of year as well as just on Halloween evening. And so is that why the energies are coming in now?
Partially, it is thinner, but really the veil is only that thin right over All Hallows Eve on Halloween. These other entities, these newest ones, have been coming in since July, though.
Yes.
And so it really doesn't necessarily have to do with Halloween. It's just a newer set of entities that have figured out how to get into our area here. Like the other ones from 2012 never used to be able to get in here. They were from a different universe, and they never used to be able to get in here. And then something changed with the energies on the planet, and they figured out how to get in. And so these other newest ones are doing the same thing. They didn't used to be here, and now they are. And they figured out how to get in, but they come from somewhere else. So
and you
it really,
can feel the pickup in the momentum, can't you?
Yeah.
Between the sort of battle between the light and the dark forces, you can feel that the momentum has picked up.
Right.
Lately.
Yes, it has really, really been picking up lately. Just getting messages like crazy all day, every day from people that even normally feel very good and very protected and kind of have a good feel for what's out there and what to do. And all of a sudden they're just being slammed by all these energies and these emotions and negative feelings and stuff. And they're asking me, what in the world is going on? And sadly, a lot of that has caused over the last months a lot of people to go suicidal as well. And so that's another aspect of everything is keeping on top of the earthbound spirits from that and trying to make sure that they all get guided up to the light, which could be a full-time job on its own.
We did have a guest the other week speaking about suicide and saying that when someone takes their own life, they leave a big gap in the fabric of life because there's only one of each of us and we're all here to play our part and be part of the tapestry.
Right, exactly. We all have our own unique thing, like a piece of the puzzle, you know, and then that piece is missing and it's cutting short the life, you know, that we were given. And there are things that are written into the soul plans, you know, there might be lessons that you needed to learn in that life that got cut short. There might have been some karma with somebody that you were supposed to clear up in that lifetime, you know, but then it doesn't happen if you cut that lifetime short. And so then the next plan for the next life has to be written up to take into account all those things that weren't done. But that doesn't get done, you know, that next lifetime and the plan doesn't get written up until the person actually makes it up into transition. And as long as they're stuck here earthbound, they can't get up there, so they can't move on to the next life. So everything there is just kind of like hanging in limbo until somebody figures out and gets them to the light. And a lot of times they will be very, very drawn to the very gifted people, the bright light people, the psychics, a lot of times the gifted children. They love to be around children because they see their bright lights and they assume that they can help them to get to the light. The problem is that a lot of the people that they come to may have very special gifts or be very bright light people, but that doesn't mean that they know how to guide them to the light. So, you know, a lot of times people get these spirits around them wanting help and they don't really know what to do to help them. And it's actually a very, very simple thing that only takes not even a minute to accomplish.
Man for Peace is in the chat room, and he's saying he's not suicidal, but he's praying and asking for death because he's had it with all the negative fives and negative psychic attacks. But the thing is, we are here for a reason, and we are here to live out our life purpose, live our passion, and live life with joy.
Right.
And so what we need to do is forget about all the negative vibes and psychic attacks and just enjoy ourselves and just say, you know.
Do what you can to stay in that joy. Find the joy,
find
the passion, and stay with it. Yes.
Yes, very much. And that can be really, really hard for people to do, you know, when they have, you know, some people in their family or very close in around them, you know, that are, you know, narcissistic or putting forth the psychic attacks all the time, you know, and they can learn how to block that and how to protect themselves better from all of that. But it's very difficult to get out from under, and it's better to remove themselves completely from that situation and, you know, just talk to them from a distance, but don't necessarily live with them, you know, because that will affect your energy on a constant basis.
And I love what you said about it just takes, but you know, a little brief moment to send an entity on to the light, because I've had that experience as well. I had to do I'm part Indian. That's no secret around here. Part Native American, and I carry the sacred Lakota pipe. And one of those, there are several sacred ceremonies around the sacred pipe, and one of them is called the keeping or releasing of the soul. And I actually had to perform that ceremony on a friend of mine who took his own life. And it, although, you know, like you said, it was a brief moment to send his entity on to the light. The ceremony, I think, was more for the living. You know, it was more to, you know, the long drawn out to bring closure for the ones he left behind. And it was a very interesting ceremony. It really was.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
I think a lot of it is just people need to get into this mind frame, you know, like you said before, where you release all the fear, release all the negativity, get yourself out of that mind frame, because as long as you're in it and you have fear and you're thinking that you're trapped and there's nothing you can do, they're going to be able to affect you more that way. And it's very, very tough to stay away from all of that or to not be attacked by the dark energies, you know, when you are in a very fearful state.
I think once you find the place inside you where love resides, in that little chamber in the heart, then you can just get into that and, you know, just keep away from all the negativity. Easier.
Right.
Once you center yourself, you can really help yourself to live life with joy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And it's one of the things that I hear a lot from people these days is the fear aspect. You know, a lot of times they'll tell me, you know, I do a lot of different protection things, and I'm trying this and I'm trying that, and I really want to get out from under all this, but I'm just so afraid of them. And that's really one of the biggest problems right there, because the fear is like fuel for the entities and stuff. It makes them stronger, and so you really have to get away from that and go the other way, step into your own power, realize how powerful you are, that you are more powerful than they are, and really take on that role. And that helps a lot more to get rid of it.
Yeah, and just, I mean, if you don't want them around, you just say, go away. You know, you're the boss, aren't you? We are the boss.
Right, yes, we are. And you got to be firm, you know.
Yes.
Say it with firmness, you know. You can't kind of like be all weaselly about it and just say, oh, would you please go away or whatever, because they're just going to look at you and laugh, you know, but be firm and command them to leave.
Yeah. Stand firmly rooted in your own truth.
Right.
And allow that. And then turn away from it. Turn away. We don't need to buy a ticket to every rodeo or opera that we're invited to.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Opera, that reminds me of drama. That's another big one that really, really messes with people and causes them to get stuck in a lot of things is when they have a lot of drama around them or when they like a lot of drama. It's best to stay out of the drama and stay out of other people's drama and try not to have any more of that around you.
And isn't it hard when people bring it to you? You know, there are many people I know and they live their life like a soap opera. I don't watch soap operas because it's all around me, you know, and I'm trying to avoid it.
Right, yeah. Life is challenging enough. Why do people need to bring drama into it, too? You know, we've got our hands full just staying on top of everything every day.
Mm-hmm. And what we focus on increases and what we turn away from goes away. So if we focus on drama, that drama is just going to increase. You know,
right, exactly. Yeah, so.
And if we focus
on
loving
like
comedies.
Peace.
And you've got to keep your sense of humor, haven't you, as well?
Yes, you do. You really do. And laughter is really good medicine.
Yeah. You don't have to be mad to work here, but if you are, it helps, you know.
Right. Yeah, you really have to maintain a good sense of humor about everything that's going on in the world right now, you know, or it will get you down, and you don't want it to get you down, you know, so you just have to not let it.
Yeah, and all these solar flares and things like that haven't been helping, have they?
No, it sure hasn't, and there are some people that seem to be a lot more sensitive to that and a lot more affected by solar flares, whereas some of us really don't feel them much at all and don't seem to be affected by them much at all, you know. But for the people that are more sensitive to that, it seems to be really doing a number on them lately.
Mm.
I'm not really sensitive to them myself, so.
I tend to get headaches when it's happening, or just after. But anyway, we do have a couple of callers. Would you like to take a caller now, Brenda?
Sure.
Do you want to bring one on, Gary?
I can. Bear with me a moment.
Thank you. Let's see. Have been waiting 35 minutes.
They sure have. We'll go ahead and bring them on right now. 661, you are on air with Brenda Tenorelli. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello. 661.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny. Jenny, how are you?
Hiya.
How are you, my dear?
We're great, Jampi, but we did get an email from you the other week about negative energy, so do you want to have a word with Brenda about it?
Yes, because I'm feeling a lot of it in my house, including my family. It seems as if I'm living in between two worlds, a world of love and a world of... but I really miss love from real people, you know? And I'm finding it hard to find my way in my life because, as you just mentioned, everybody here is focusing on problems and so they are attracting my problems. And I feel like a hummingbird in a golden cage, you know?
Right. Okay, well, there's definitely some things going on. I've removed some energies around you. And I think it would be a good idea for me to do a remote full cleansing and blessing of your entire home and the area, everyone in it, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, I can do that.
He's in Brazil, by the way. I'm just saying he's calling from Brazil. Yeah.
And what is the first name?
Jumpy.
João Paulo.
Okay.
João Paulo, like João Paulo, but in Portuguese.
Right, okay. Yeah, as soon as this show is over, I'll do a cleansing on the entire home as well because there's some things there that are messing with other family members as well that need to be gotten rid of, and so it's best to just cleanse the entire home and area, and that should help you all out. It would be good for you to use the different protective methods that I've talked about and to do any exercises or anything that you know of or that you have that you use to help raise your vibration. And the higher you can get your vibration, the less they'll be able to affect you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And you can use the violet light as well, Jumpy, for cleansing.
Yes, the violet light, violet ray. It's very good.
Yeah, now I'm going to tell you something amazing, because I do keep a candle lit in my home, my room, every time I can. And last week I was invoking a violet flame all over the day, and when this candle was about to extinguish, a purple circle appeared on the wall and keep moving on the wall like for 5 minutes, and then the candle extinguished and it was gone.
Wow. Well, yeah, that one can definitely be used. If you also call in and use the rainbow and infinity energies and some of these other ones I've talked about along with the violet ray, it will give it a lot more strength and effectiveness against these other things that are coming in now. So that should help you out a lot more. So just keep in mind the rainbow and the infinity energies and the diamond and platinum rays and then the fiery dark blue and gold balls of light.
Yeah, I'm over here just for a double rainbow.
What was that?
I saw a double rainbow.
Oh, did
like
you?
One rainbow. One rainbow after the rain, one rainbow, and it's difficult because I live in São Paulo. São Paulo is a kind of New York City, a Brazilian New York City. And I never saw an entire rainbow in São Paulo before. You know, like 2 or 3 months ago, I was walking with my dog, and I saw 2 perfect rainbows, one below each, the other.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, double rainbows are really, really beautiful. I've actually had a lot of people lately tell me that they saw a double rainbow or post pictures of them. And that's the spirit of the light. That's one of their ways of letting us know that this is an energy that we need to be using to help us out, that will help keep us more protected and help lift us up to higher vibrations. So that's kind of their way of letting you know that you need to work more with the rainbow energies.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So try that. It should help. Yeah, a lot of people are seeing double rainbows lately. So, yeah, they're really, really trying to help bring in these rainbow energies and everything to the planet a lot more. It's what the rainbow children are here to do. It's also what the dolphins do is they bring in rainbows.
Oh, I love dolphins.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what they're here for is to bring in the rainbow healing energy, only people started killing them like crazy instead, and it kind of messed some of that up, so they brought in the rainbow children to help assist with bringing in that energy back to us all.
Oh, that's great. Well, anyway, Jumpy, after the show, Brenda's going to do a really good healing on your home as well and clearing.
Yeah.
And but we are hoping to get Brenda's lovely meditation today because she's going to tell us about methods for raising up where miracles happen and manifesting them easily, and the newest gifts for protection. So if you don't mind, Jumpy, we'll get on to our next caller, and then hopefully we'll get time to do the meditation. Okay.
Right. Thank you so much for calling.
Can I end this call and start again? So that I say some credit cards? Okay. Okay for me. I forgot. I just made that signature.
Right, yeah,
I'll
do that.
Thank you for calling.
Right.
Thanks a lot for your call, Jumpy.
Thank you for calling,
Jumpy.
Thank you.
Lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and mute you, and you can stay on the line and continue to listen if you wish. And we can go on to the next caller. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and grab them.
Yeah, area code 443.
Hi, it's Kathy from Maryland. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good.
Great. What can I help you with tonight?
Let's see. Anything that pops up?
Did you want an energy clearing done? Or what were you looking for?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. I'll clear your energy and also your dimensions. It really helps. A lot of people do energy clearing and they don't necessarily know about the dimensions, but it helps a lot when you clear both the energy field and the dimensions every day. It helps us a lot because there's a lot of things going on in the spiritual dimensions that people are not really aware of. And so if they're just waiting, you know, till the energy field is clear, and then they can pop back in from the dimensions and come right back in again.
Oh, okay.
So when
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, so when I teach people how to do their own healing and energy clearing and stuff, I also teach them how to clear their dimensions as well. So yours is all nice and clear now and looking brighter. Wonderful. How are you feeling these days?
Pretty good. I've got arthritis, or rheumatoid, so my doctor says. I don't know. And
yeah.
My husband just got home with a kitty.
Aww.
She's 18 years old.
Aww.
So I do Reiki on her. I do Reiki on myself. But, and
yeah.
It seems like I've had a lot of surgeries in my life.
A lot of surgeries.
And now my foot is bothering me. And I need foot surgery, but I'm waiting.
Right. Surgeries, that whole thing right there can be concerning for a different reason that I really don't necessarily have time to get into right now. But if you want to email me and contact me, I'll explain to you more of what goes on there or what could be going on there, and maybe we can check on that.
Okay.
Okay. There's implants and certain things that can happen with surgeries a lot more, and so it probably would be a good idea to check and make sure that there's nothing like that going on.
Okay, and what's your email address?
LV, as in short for Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O, 98, at AOL.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling.
And anybody out there, if you didn't get that, you can get Brenda on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So she's Facebook.com pages, Brenda's Healing and Teaching.
Do you have a website, Brenda?
Yeah, actually, Brenda's Healing and Teaching is my website. And on Facebook, you can find me under Brenda Tenorelli, Sacred Rose Energies. And I also have two groups on Facebook, one by the same name, Brenda Tenorelli, Sacred Rose Energies. And the other group is Psychic Self-Defense to help not only empaths, but just anyone that wants to learn how to protect themselves better.
All right.
Yeah. So, and they're welcome to email me as well and ask any questions that way.
Yes.
Okay.
AngelHealingAndTeaching.com is
right. Yeah, that's the actual link. Right.
Great. So, thank you, people, Kathy. We're going to put you on mute.
Thank you.
And we do have another caller. If you want to bring them on, Gary.
I can do that.
Thank you.
We have a caller from the 985 area code. Now go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 985. You're on air with Brenda Tenorelli. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Brenda. My name is Jan. I'm in Greater New Orleans.
Hi, Jan. How are you doing?
Oh, well, quite well. I'm going to ask you if you would kind of see if there's anything around me that could possibly need clearing.
Yeah, I do see a couple of things, and I'm pulling those off. What all has been going on lately that makes you feel like something's wrong?
Well, it's sabotage, for one thing. Experiencing, it's hard to describe, but I think I'm doing the right thing, usually, and it turns out, in retrospect, to not be the right thing. And I know that I was being misled. So there's a bit of, apparently I need to really step up on discernment. I really need to learn discernment. You know, what's in the light and what is not.
That is a really, really, really tough one right now. And the reason being is because of those newer and newest entities that are coming in. That is what has really been having the most profound effect on people and their discernment. That's happening very widespread to a lot of people, even a lot of very spiritual people that work in spiritual fields every day are having a lot of trouble right now, and some don't even realize it because these other entities portray as light beings, as your guides, your angels. They portray as God. They portray as Christ. They portray as a person's twin flame. They can portray to members of our own family as us. And so we've got all this going on, and they can mask the energy and everything so that they look and feel like they're of the light, and it's making it extremely difficult for people to be able to tell the difference whether they're actually talking to their true guides or not. It's causing people to have a lot of trouble with not only getting the guidance clear and the answers, but also using pendulums and other different things has become very, very tricky. And so that's why we have these other energies and gifts to incorporate into whatever we're doing so that it will help.
But also, you can say to the being that you can see, show me the love you have for me. And if they can't show you the love, they usually crumble away and you know that they weren't from the light.
Right, or you can ask them three times if they are of the light, because anything that's not of the light will not be able to answer that three times in a row with a yes.
How do we use the blue balls, the gold balls, the diamond platinum rays?
Envisioning. You can envision something in your mind's eye, right? Like if somebody tells you to envision a blue bike, you can see one, right?
Yes.
In your mind, yeah. So you just do the same thing. You ask God and your angels, please give me some combination balls of dark blue and gold energy combined. And you put your hand up in the air, and you take it when they hand it down. And then you envision the entity in front of you, and you throw it at the entity, like right in the heart center.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it'll dissolve. It'll blow up into
light. The diamond and platinum rays, do you simply point at them?
Those two I use in conjunction with the rainbow and infinity energies. The rainbow and infinity are the energies that really protect us against the other entities that have been coming in since 2012. And then the diamond and platinum rays give those added strength. So those are like strength-building energies right there. But if you use all six of those combined, then you're going to have about the highest protection that we can get right now, and then just continue to work on your vibration and anything else that you need, you know, to help bring that up. And the higher and higher that you get, the more protected you'll be, and the bigger your force field around you will get, and less things will even be able to get to you.
Very good. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Jan. Okay, then, so we do have Mary Gates in the chat room. She's going to be our guest on the show again soon, I think the beginning of December. And she was saying, what about using the violet flame? Yes, we've already mentioned the violet flame. I use it quite often because it works like soap and cleans all between the neurons and protons of your aura, and makes it so that they vibrate at a much faster rate, thus raising your vibration. And I'm a great believer in the violet flame. I think it's brilliant.
Right then.
Okay, then. Shall we do the video and get on with the ceremonies and your beautiful meditation? And then people can visualize what you want. You're putting... Did you say it can be, but it won't deal with the newest entities?
Right,
the violet
exactly.
Flame.
The violet flame alone will not handle the two forms of the newer entities. You have to incorporate those other energies in.
Yeah, but you can cleanse yourself first with the violet flame and then bring in the other energies, can't you?
Yes, very true.
So,
yeah.
Okay, then. So I think we'll do the video. So,
okay.
Do you want to... Oh, you've already put the link in, Gary. Thank you.
The only thing I want to say about the meditation and just give everyone a heads up ahead of time is there's going to be some repetition during the meditation where you're going to be switching back and forth, and you might be like, okay, what is she doing? Because it can be very repetitive. So just know that ahead of time and just follow along with it. All right?
Okay, then. So... if you want to just tell people what to do with the players, Gary, I'll get over the switchboard.
I can do that. Well, Jen Christie is on her way over to the switchboard. If we can get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link that's in the chat room. Click the link and pause the player and mute the sound and return the counter back to zero. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us all know that you're ready. And there's my heart. And as we're waiting for the hearts to come up in the chat room.
There's mine.
Here they come.
And I'm actually on the switchboard now. So, I've got two switchboards here so I can access all the music because I only get half of them available to me on one chat page. How crazy is that? Anyway, okay then. I won't bore you with the technical issues. Okay then, if you're ready, I'll count you down because we're all going to press play at the same time so that we all get the music at the same time. I've already uploaded it to the switchboard so that people who are just listening on the radio can hear this one. And it is an Enya, Journey of the Angels. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
The angels begin.
Now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles to set our intention, and mine is to ask for world peace and spiritual unity. And also we light our candles to remind us that we're part of the great flame. And I'd like you to light your candle and just close your eyes for a moment and see the most beautiful vision of yourself that you can see, and know that that is the real you. I've also lit Noshompa to purify the atmosphere, ready for Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe. Calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Now let's Pure Wind Song to the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat. As one heart, we feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Imagine yourself surrounded by soft white feathers. Just see all the tension and stress in your body flowing out into the feathers until you feel much lighter. Imagine a golden beam of light coming down from heaven to the top of your head. And the light coming into the top of your head, all the way into your body, filling you up. Just allow this light to fill you all the way up from your toes to the top of your head. Now imagine a bright white light coming down to the top of your head and going all through your body. Now I want you to imagine a very bright, fluorescent green energy coming down into your head and filling you all the way up. imagine this green light filling everything, every cell in your body, organs, bones, everything. And I want you to switch it back to the white light again, pure bright white light. Glowing, effervescent, bright white light coming down all through your body, filling up every cell. Now switch it back to the fluorescent green energy again, filling you all the way up. Every time you do this, it removes layers of darkness and it raises your vibration higher. Now switch back to the bright white light again, filling you all the way up, every cell. And again, imagine the fluorescent green energy. Feel it filling your body all the way up in your head. Feel yourself glowing. Notice your eyes becoming warmer. The inside of your head may be getting hot. Now switch the energy back to the pure white light again, all the way down to your feet. Imagine any darkness, any negative emotions, anything at all leaving your body, falling away. Now switch it back to the bright green energy again, all the way down. Each time you switch them back and forth, you get warmer and lighter. You might start feeling like you're floating upwards. As you start to float up, you'll realize this is really working. You find yourself now above all the dark energy. This is the perfect space where miracles happen, where you can manifest for anything. So at this time, you can take a moment to ask God, your angels, your guides, whatever it is that you want. If you need more money, just ask them. If you're looking for a soulmate, go ahead and say, God, please bring my soulmate, please. And be sure to thank them. Anything that you want. Nothing is too great. And now that you've manifested for the things that you'd like, and you can do this again later for any other things that you still wanted to work on, now you're going to receive a new gold bubble shield and a new pink unconditional love bubble shield. And I'm having one of each placed over each and every one of you. If you received them the last time in a previous show, that's fine. We're just renewing them. And we're going to reinfuse them. So ask God or your angels to infuse your bubble shields now with the beautiful rainbow energies of heaven and the infinity energies of heaven. See these energies swirling around you, all through your aura, all around you. Now ask God to also infuse your shields with both the diamond ray and the platinum ray for strength. See these energies coming in, very protective, very strong. Now ask God for the newest gifts of the fiery dark blue and fiery gold balls of love and light. You can ask for extra ones and keep them stored in your chest. All spiritual gifts can be stored in your chest, and you can take them out, unlimited supply, anytime you need one. And now thank God and all the angels for all these gifts and these energies and for all that they've done. And you may slowly awaken, moving a little bit, opening your eyes.
journey, but I'm finally here tonight. Picking up the pieces and walking back into the light, into the sunset of your glory, where my heart and future lies. There's nothing like that feeling when I look into your eyes. My dreams came true when I found you. I found you. My miracle. If you
On Skype, Jumpy just said I'm playing his favourite song since he was 5 years old. Oh, well, that was requested by me. Okay, then. We're going to bring Brenda back on. Are you there, Brenda?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you so much for the lovely show.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be back on again, and it's always an honour and a pleasure. Thank you all so much.
It's lovely to have you, and thank you, Gary, for being here.
Yes.
Oh, thank you too, Brenda. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful meditation. That was so
absolutely
awesome.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Brilliant. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Please, could you tell us about your websites for the people on air?
Yes. Okay. My main website is www.angelhealingandteaching.com. And that's one of the places that you can reach me at. My phone number and my email address are in there. It also has links to my Facebook and other places in there somewhere. And it's where people can set up readings or healing sessions or guidance or whatever it is that they're wanting. And then they can find me on Facebook under Brenda Tenorelli, Sacred Rose Energies. And my one main group on Facebook is under the same name. And then Psychic Self-Defense with Lisa La Mendola is the other group. I usually have to add people to that one because Facebook did something to the group link, and it usually doesn't allow people to just join. But if anyone wants to join it, they can contact me, and I'll add them.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone's
welcome.
Oh, that's
great.
Yeah, so
appreciate
it.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. What a lovely show. Thank you. And thank you, Gary, for being here, as I said, and thank you to the angels for joining us. All the people in the chat room, thank you to Jumping Brazil, and he was asking, are you going to be doing the cleansing for his home after the show?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Okay,
wonderful.
Then. And we're going to say goodbye and God bless. Next week, we have Claire Candy Hoff. So be with us for Claire Candy Hoff, and we're going to play out with this one. This is my favorite song.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
you, Gary.
Much
Bye,
love
Linda.
And many blessings.
There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know
Bye,
the
everyone.
Places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation let their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know bones. When love is there,
save me.